Out on the Saddle with your host Dan N. For real.
Thank you. Featuring a wide range of music from India, including popular music from the 1930s to the present.
Rhythms,
India.
Alternating Sundays, 8 to 9 p.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
Local artist Sheila Seekham, and now we have another local artist, Atul Gokhale, in a couple of numbers. Have a listen.
Dum dum digal
tera main tera allah surat aapke subhanallah allah surat aapke subhanallah dam dam diga diga mausam biga biga bin piye main to gira main to gira main to gira allah surat aapke subhanallah allah surat aapke subhanallah teri ada wa wa kya baat hai akhiyan jhuki jhuki baatein ruki ruki akhiyan jhuki jhuki baatein ruki ruki dekho lo tera jal gaya allah surat aapke subhanallah allah surat aapke subhanallah dam dam diga diga mausam diga diga bin piye main to gira main to gira allah surat aapke subhanallah allah surat aapke subhanallah कसम तू मेरी जान है तेरी कसम आज तेरी कसम तू मेरी जान है मुखड़ा भोला भाला झुके डाका डाला मुखड़ा भोला भाला झुके डाका डाला जाने तू कैसी मेहमान है अल्लाह surat aapke subhanallah allah surat aapke subhanallah dam dam diga diga mausam diga diga bin piye main to gira main to gira allah surat aapke subhanallah allah surat aapke subhanallah
Atul Gokhale again. Listening to Rhythms India with your host Nalini on CITR Radio 101.9 FM.
You know what? I'm actually busy playing on the computer right now.
We have local artists and we have other artists from India with professional recordings, and I bring you everything on the show. So keep listening.
Strokes can be prevented by regular exercise, a healthy, balanced diet, and sleeping well.
You know what? I'm coming too. Wait up for me, guys.
Follow UBCHSF on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook for regular tips on healthy living.
Strong heart, strong start.
Rasika Shekhar on the flute with Shankar Mahadevan on Rhythms India 101.9 This is Lata Mangeshkar and Hemant Kumar in a Marathi song, Vallav Re Nakhwa. Enjoy.
Me dolkar, 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 darya taraza kar paniya bari bandrala kar to ye da me dol kar dol kar darya taraza
vallore nagwa o vallore rama vallore nagwa o vallore
दरियाचा दरियाचा दरारा मोठा गावा पाण्यावरी उठतान डोंगर लाटा 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 लाटा
चमचमत आहे दर्याला तरवे लाली
आम्ही पाण्या मंदिर आपण टाकतो जाली धन दर्याचा लुटून भरतो डाली रात पुनवेच चांदन प्याली जशी चांदीची मासली झाली रात पुनवेच चांदन प्याली जशी चांदीची मासली झाली माझ्या जाळ्यात होऊन आली नेतो बाजारा भरून मौरा काला नेतो बाजारा भरून मौरा काला दर्याचा राजा मी डोल कर डोलकर दर्याचा राजा
Goriya Galavari. It was a Marathi wedding song. And so brought you a few Marathi numbers today. All very beautiful. Marathi is a language that's spoken in Maharashtra in Mumbai. So just wanted to tell you about another beautiful thing that happens in India, in the south of India. In the middle of India, I would say, because Ujjain is in the middle and in the central area. So there is a temple called Ujjain Mahakali Mata Mandir. And what's so special about this one is that there were two Leela Stambas, that is, lighted pillars that were constructed by sculptors thousands of years ago. And each one of these has 1,001 light posts. So if you can imagine the picture, these are tall, narrow pillars with these 1,001 light posts. And so every single day, the pujaris, that is the priests of the temple, they climb up these narrow pillars and they take off the wicks of the previous day, you know, the cotton wicks, the residue of the previous day's lamp lighting, and they put fresh wicks. Then they climb down again and they climb up really fast with these lighted torches and light every single one of those 1,001 lamps on each pillar. So there is 2,002. Actually, I'm not sure if it is 1,011 or 1,001 on each. I think it's 1,001, if I'm not mistaken. And so it would be 2,002 lamps lit every evening when they do aarti or the evening worship. How exciting is that? But just imagine the agility and the skill and the heat that is generated from those flames. That would really be a feat, a sight to watch, I would think, in these modern times. So we continue with the Rhythms India on CITR 101.9 FM with your host, Nalini. Enjoy. We have a couple of short ads and then we'll continue with the rest of our program. I also have a local artist called Prabjot Singh. B-Rap Singh is what he likes to call himself. And he's a young man who does rap. And then we also have Pandit Jasraj in Subira Nukarale Mere Mana, one of my favorite songs, to round up the end of this program. So enjoy. Rhythms India on CITR Radio 101.9 FM.
Thanks to sky-high gas prices, we can convince America that more drilling is the answer. High gas prices? Drill more. Prices still high? Try drilling in a wildlife refuge or off a nice beach.
Our traditional energy resources are limited. Luckily, it's easy for students like you to conserve energy.
Woke up late for class? Buy some time in the morning by taking a shorter shower. Cut down by 1 minute every day and save enough to fund your daily caffeine fix for over a week. Plus, you save on electricity and water. Install a water-saving showerhead to save even more.
For more energy-saving tips, go to www.bchydro.com. This message brought to you by BC Hydro and CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Hi,
girl,
better.
The same spot where we left, where we fought. Praise one another, criticize shot for shot. Same place, same spot, same lot. It's where I think about you often a lot. I still look in you to see what I don't got. And I remember when we first talked, where we first walked, where we hit it off. Felt high off the attraction like flowers on pot. I'm remembering the things I bought for you, the things you brought. I swear to you, I'll be there for you. I just lost my train of thought, cause I'm trying to find where does it fall off? Where is it lost? Unaware, do we fall apart? And how are we the same part? Let me tell you, even though our connection's starting to drop, my love for you, girl, doesn't stop.
Doesn't stop.
Here, why don't you sit?
Tonight, dinner's made, candles are lit, and for dessert is chocolate. I know we get into a whole lot of arguments because the things we say leave us often tense. But how about we don't think about where we fail, but where accomplishments? I can say this with a lot of confidence. We are one flame, because we're an equal match. You caught me in a net, wow, you're quite a catch. You're magnetic, angelic, got me attached. Just don't make this love puppy for this dog. Don't wanna get scratched by a cat. Put every pedal to the metal. Let's move, and don't let the devil meddle. Love's a sport, but it's not about who gets the medal. Girl, please get on my level. Don't let this go over your head like I'm just a hood. I'm Mr. Understanding, girl, don't be misunderstood.
Girl, why don't you try to understand that I am doing the best I can? Relationships can't be perfect, no, they just never can. But still, I know.
You'll see relationships are no-brainers, think lobotomy. I'm telling our future like it is like palmistry. But honestly, you're a beaut from your bangles down to your ankles. Sometimes I mute, my tongue tangles in different angles. I love 90 degrees cause you're a cute girl and angel. I'm just hoping there won't be no love triangle. Come on, no novelty, no drama. Point is no exclamation, get calmer. Be not fake, be real, what's the deal? What you hate about me, what really appeals? But just don't kick my heart with your left and right heels. That's a leftover pain that will never rightly heal. And no one really knows what true love is really for until they witness a form of care that they never felt before.
Girl, why don't you try to understand that I am doing the best I can? Relationships can't be perfect, no, they just never can. But still I know.
Like we caught a flu that flew. Love is a spell. Well, that's why. Throw a coin in the well that wishes both well. And when you tell me we go beast, boy, does that ring a bell? And I recall a Cupid struck the arrow with the bow. That's why today you're my girl. And you tell your friends I'm your beau. You even make the cold weather go. Il fait beau, il fait chaud. I want you for show. No favor, but it's like Toy Story. I'm love drunk. Woody's buzzed. Yeah, how can I go to sleep? How can I count rows of sheep when I fell for Bo Peep? I got your ring and it's wrapped with a bow. The purpose is to perk those necessary. Together we're married. Couple years gone by, that's why I'm asking you to marry. Let's become a wed couple pair. See the peas on top, got a cherry berry. Yeah, love's a game, I'm Parker, you're Mary Jane. And we up, playing for the Stanley Cup. Can't you see what I see? We can start a family up. Here's a rose with the smell that's dynamic. Hop a bowl for two, stroke with Cupid's arrow and make things more romantic. Make rows of waves, now watch as I expand it. Jacket up to board a ship like we just rolled back the Titanic.
Together we decline, together we climb. Love can be a sharp glass at times. Let's not walk across it blind.
And this is what I'm gonna say. I pray that you stay by my side every day.
Girl, why don't you try to understand that I am doing the best I can? Relationships can't be perfect, no, they just never can. But still I know I better become the better.
After decades of decline, so drowning is a real problem.
Dramatically in Canada since 2004. Most drowning victims had no intention of going in the water, and harmless situations can become dangerous quickly. This summer, if you're going out on the water, even if you're not planning on going in it, be water smart and be prepared. Here are some things you can do to reduce your risk of drowning. learn to swim and swim to survive. If you can tread water for a minute, you can orient yourself, and if you can swim 50 meters in a pool, you'll most likely be able to swim to safety in open water. Most drowning fatalities occur within just 15 meters of safety. Wear a life jacket or personal flotation device. 80% of all boating deaths were people who were not wearing one. Take a marine safety course, and if you're going kayaking or canoeing, know how to get out of your craft if it flips over. Practice basic safety moves such as wet exits and self-rescues. Save the alcohol for dry land after you're done playing on the water, and never go out alone. For more information and more safety tips, go to lifesaving.bc.ca.
Atul Gokhale in Suno Ji Suno. Nalini Bhu, your host and producer, signing off for this segment of Rhythms India on CITR 101.9 FM. See you next time. Until then, enjoy all the beautiful rhythms life brings your way. So I leave you with Pandit Jasraj's Sumiran Karalo Mere Mana at the end of Rhythms India.
सुमिरन कर ले मेरे
AMS Food Bank. Your access to money during the studies at UBC will most likely be limited, but it is a priority of the AMS Food Bank to ensure your access to food is not. The AMS Food Bank provides emergency food relief 7 days a week for all UBC students. To volunteer with the Food Bank or for inquiries about how to take advantage of the services provided, contact them at foodbank@ams.ubc.ca. For more information, find the AMS Food Bank on Facebook or feel free to visit anytime across from the Wellness Center and Sprouts.
The AMS Sexual Assault Support Center, the SASC, is a free and confidential service which provides support to those who have experienced sexual assault, intimate partner violence, and harassment. We provide services to folks of all genders, including students, staff, faculty, and those who have a connection to the UBC Vancouver campus. We provide crisis and short-term emotional support, legal, medical, and campus-related advocacy, and outreach and educational programs. We are located in the Student Nest, room 3127. For more information on our hours of operation and other resources and services, please go to our website, amssask.ca, or visit our Facebook page, AMS Sexual Assault Support Centre.
Come and feel our positive energy at Falun Dafa Fellowship. Falun Dafa, also called Falun Gong, is an ancient spiritual discipline based on the principles of truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance. It's a self-cultivation practice that improves mental and physical wellness through meditation and simple exercises. It's been well documented to improve mind and body, relieve stress and anxiety, increase energy and vitality, and promote morality and spirituality. Why not give yourself a chance to learn free of charge? To learn more, please visit our website at falundafafellowship.com.
The UBC Women in Science Club provides support for female undergraduates in science fields. Our club has three pillars: mentorship, building community, and connecting people. We offer networking events with alumni, professional development workshops, as well as an ongoing mentorship program to support students through challenges that arise for women pursuing careers in science.
Looking to get a reliable and affordable used bike? Come to the Bike Kitchen, UBC's full-service community bike shop, located on East Mall between Brock Hall and Irving K. Barber. If you buy a bike from us, bring it back to us when you're done, and we'll give you half of your money back, as long as you took good care of it. If it needs repairs, we'll split the cost with you. Yeah, you heard me right. We'll give you crisp dollar bills for half the original price of any used bike that you buy from us, minus the cost of repairs. For more information about our buyback policy, find us online at thebikekitchen.com.
Hi everyone, we're from the UBC Food Society.
Yummy.
And we're the only food club at UBC.
We're about feeding students, but also teaching them how to feed themselves. Through our restaurant outings and cooking workshops, we hope to expose you guys to the diversity of cultures, flavors, and food communities Vancouver has to offer.
So if you want to get involved, email us at foodsociety@gmail.com or check up on our website at www.ams.ubc.ca/clubs/foodsociety, or you can even join our Facebook group.
Of a goal scored in goalball, a Paralympic sport designed for the blind and supported by UBC Vision Health volunteers. Players rely on their sense of hearing and touch rather than sight to play this fast-paced sport. Learn how you can play goalball or get involved in other fun and meaningful volunteer opportunities supporting the blind and visually impaired community with UBC Vision Health volunteers.
Get trained to work one-on-one with an individual or with a group through our music therapy program and other volunteer programs. Participate in events spreading awareness about vision health and blindness.
Join UBC Vision Health volunteers through our Facebook page or email us at visionhealthvolunteers@gmail.com.
Stress lately? UBC Yoga Club is here to offer you a peace of mind. Come out to any of our 17 weekly classes running 7 days a week, ranging from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. We have a class to accommodate your needs and abilities. Check us out at ubcyogaclub.com.
Previously on AFTN.
8 matches in total. Essentially what happened, they threw flares onto the pitch, similar to what the TSS does. Not on you guys do light flares.
We
right?
don't throw flares
no,
onto
sorry,
the
I
pitch.
I meant to say you guys light flares.
No, but there's been a couple of the first game when you let the
yeah, we had some smoke
off.
That was...
Yeah, it was really hard to see from the corner.
Yeah,
again, and welcome to another episode of There's Still Time, the AFTN Soccer Show, broadcasting on CITR Radio from the unceded Musqueam Territory at the University of beautiful British Columbia. If you're listening to this show on the podcast, it is episode 273. I'm Michael McCall.
I'm Steve Pander.
And I'm Zachary Adam Eisenhammer.
And I know I say this every week, but we have a packed show. I'm glad we're on again early, because who knows when this one's going to finish. And if you have tuned in again expecting to hear Transcendence, surprise, it's us again. We've got a little bit of a dancey track coming up in Wavelength in part five, if you want to hang around for that. Stay for the football chat, hang around for the dance. That's my message to the Transcendence folk. And we're just seeing the numbers plummet now on the online thing. Ah, well. So we're left with the soccer peeps listening to this. Welcome, once again. We are going to cover a lot of things in this 2 hours. We're going to talk Whitecaps winning, extending their unbeaten streak to 5 matches. Yep, I'm in the glass half full camp here. We'll look at the MLS West very briefly. We're going to look at the big MLS news of the week, which was FC Cincinnati are coming into the league, and we're going to speak to Alan Koch about that. Then a lot of Canadian PL stuff. We're going to look at the good and the bad news coming out from BC this week about a team that is going to be here and a team that isn't. Then another team that is going to be here, Cavalry FC. We speak to Tommy Fielden Jr., their GM and coach as well. And then there's going to be some TSS Rovers chat, Wavelength, some stuff with Eric Hurtado. Yeah, they're going to move. It's close, I believe. It's closer than Thunder Bay, I've learned that. But we will kick things off, as always, with Whitecaps chat. Yes, the Whitecaps won a match. They did not draw 2-2. They probably should have drawn 2-2, but Gashi did not have a chance to... Oh, he did have a chance, but he didn't take his chance.
Yeah, no, I think saying they should have drawn 2-2 was not fair based on the game as a whole.
I know,
yeah.
I'm just being facetious. But I said last week, if the Caps didn't beat Colorado, we don't deserve to be in the playoffs. Because you have to beat teams like that.
So now you think the Caps deserve to
be
in the playoffs?
They deserve to be in the playoff, I do. It wasn't a classic. It wasn't poor, but it wasn't...
It was a solid road performance.
Yeah, first half was entertaining. Second half, it was workmanlike. Great game management, I felt, by the Caps. But it wasn't an exciting game to watch, which, as you know...
You don't care about.
I don't care about.
Yeah.
It didn't look, though, like two playoff contenders, but the Caps got the job done. Post-game comments, Robbo said it was entertaining. I kind of draw a little bit of... I don't agree with him there.
I do agree that entertainment factor goes up when you win.
Oh, yeah.
And when you're in the lead,
Anthony,
you don't have to come
Hudson,
back.
Anthony Hudson, though, his post-game comments, and we'll hear a little bit from these guys later in this part, he thought Colorado were the better team in the first half, so I've no idea what game he was watching.
So, based on the performance, what do you think out of 10? We do this every week. What do you think? How do you rate it?
8 this week.
Yeah, I'd say 8.5.
Yeah, I go out on result as usual, and like you said, 8 is good for me too.
Wow. Mr. Whitecaps will have fallen off his seat listening to this positivity from the off.
Hopefully he's not driving.
He will be. He'll be listening to this hopefully in his drive in the morning if we get this out in time.
He drives the Mini, so it's probably hard to fall off. Or used to. I don't know.
Anything else is too big for him. Anyway, the Whitecaps starting lineup.
Such an early edit.
Oh.
or you're going to get an email from him.
Yeah, I'm going to get a tap on my shoulder at training tomorrow. There was more changes to the starting lineup, which we come to expect now. Completely different back four. Now, when I went to training on Thursday, initially I was worried because they didn't have any centre-backs training, so that was a slight concern. But then Shea, I saw, was on one side and Nerwinski was at the other. And Shea and him were putting the balls in. Now, because there was no centre-backs there, I thought, oh, that must just be some practice. Our starting defence is over on the other team doing drills. But no, Breck Shea got the start. Aha came back into the lineup. Daniil Henry, straight back into the lineup after coming back from Ottawa. Kamara was out. He didn't train on Tuesday, though. Blundell was in. I think the hope was to rekindle pre-season form with Reyna.
Absolutely.
Juarez came in.
Yeah, and they were good. So we'll talk about all these guys probably in part two, about how they all did individually. I just kind of wanted to set up those changes. But early on, the Caps went for it. Teixeira was in early. Beautiful ball from Breck Shea that played him in. I loved that. Yeah. I was watching the game on delay, so I had tweeted out saying, I'm very impressed with Shea so far. So someone replied, see if you think that, basically, at the end of the game. But... I wasn't down on him by the end of the game, but it was a lovely ball sitting up to Shera, who seemed to do everything right, couldn't get the right angle, and then shot into the side.
Yeah, just couldn't bend it around Howard or whatever.
But he looked like a player in form, buoyed by those two goals the week before. And this is the Christian Teixeira that we've wanted to see. Last year, it took Kakut Amani getting shipped out to kind of light a fire under him and think, you know what, I kind of need to perform here or my job could be on the line as well. He's had a slow start to the season, which was crazy in a way because I had said he'd looked the sharpest I've ever seen him. He looked so fit.
He looked very fit.
He came in fantastic.
Yeah. Maybe the mental game wasn't there. Maybe that
Possibly.
Wasn't fit. The thing is, I think this year it was the sending off that really turned
maybe
it around.
That,
from, even though he scored on that goal.
And then getting dropped
for the next game.
That made him think, oh, I'm not guaranteed to start home games.
You haven't talked about one of the most significant things. Is this not like his first away start of the season?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And he scored.
Yeah.
And he contributed.
Can't leave him out now.
Yeah, and he contributed quite respectably.
He was really good in that first half. He was busy throughout. Got his reward. 17th minute, I think it was. Nice little goal.
It was a counter.
Yeah.
It was Daniel Henry headed the ball clear.
Yeah.
Your favorite player, F.U.
Juarez. Oh, yes. Juarez
he got it.
Excellently to see
and
that.
And got it right to Reyna. Right?
No. Oh, no. He beat a man.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
He beat a man and then played in Reyna.
Yeah.
And the thing about Reyna is he kind of came in the middle. He was kind of center left channel.
Yeah.
And then what happened was he cut into the middle more like he was going to shoot. And what happened with Colorado's three at the back, they were playing 3-5-2, and they were just getting hammered.
Yeah.
So what happened was
Declan Wynn on that left side, too.
No, they have Declan Wynn playing on the right side.
Yeah.
You know,
was he playing on the right side?
Yeah.
Smith was the left center back.
And so what happened as Jordy cut into the middle, Smith collapsed into the middle and just left Teixeira in that space. So Jordy recognized it right away, laid it off. Teixeira gets the ball and then fakes out Smith, who's trying to recover and slides.
Yeah, yeah.
He did so well.
It was kind of like the Simone's slide. You know what he did to Simone?
Yes.
Yeah. So he slides through. He cuts
Made
it back.
Made space and lovely finish as well.
Inside of his left foot near post.
And again, it's great because we need these guys to show consistency. It's no point just scoring a hat-trick 1 week and then doing nothing the next week. So to get that, I think it bodes well. Reyna as well, who seems to have had a fire lit under him, or he's finding his feet. He's maybe put some problems they had in the off-season to the back of his mind now.
Yeah, we all hope.
Hopefully they are over as well, because we haven't heard anything recently.
Remember that Instagram or Twitter, the picture that he says he's going for business or something like that? Yeah, after that, that's when he turned it around.
Oh.
It seemed like he switched it up after that. I think it was the Minnesota game when you first noticed how well he was playing.
It's amazing what Scientology can do for you. But Reyna got the second in the 39th.
This time a great run by Alfonso.
Oh,
on the left side.
Again, I think it started with a Daniel
Henry clearance
from the back.
Some people were saying that they cleared the ball 30 times for the whole game combined.
Yeah, him and Aha.
And it was 25 in the first half.
Yeah.
Or something like that. In the 20s.
They had a lot of corners, Colorado. They had 12 corners.
Then Davies beat his man.
Yeah.
His beating his man is a little different than Juarez.
That is another big plus because that's something that we've wanted to see. We've wanted him to A, beat men, and B, make the right decisions.
And make the pass, yeah. And he did.
By beating men, obviously, I'm talking about on the football pitch.
Yeah.
Zach's cracked up here. But he did. He beat
I took it. I took it for that way. I don't know where
that is. Not everything is innuendo with me, Zach. Most things are, but that wasn't.
He skinned his player, went by him.
Yeah.
And then
he made some good decisions in this game.
Took on Declan Wynn. And you got to imagine the coaching staff was like, hey, you're going against Declan Wynn.
Yes.
You know him.
I like Declan.
Yeah.
But yeah,
you know his
weaknesses.
You trained against him. You played with him. You know how to. And so he took him on. And it wasn't a perfect pass because there were some deflections or whatever. But the ultimate thing that matters is it found Reyna. And his deflected shot found the back of the net.
Yeah. And by that time, you felt the game was over. But
no, it's never over.
I did, though, because Colorado showed nothing. Despite what Hudson thinks they had the better the first half.
Colorado is a sad excuse for a football club at the moment on the pitch.
Worse than Seattle? We'll come to that. Colorado, though, they pulled one back 2 minutes later. Fantastic strike by Edgar Castillo.
But was it a handball?
I think it was
a handball.
I think so, too.
It's reviewed, and it's still not given as a handball.
If that was against Vancouver, that's called back.
Yes.
That was similar to what Alfonso Davies did against Columbus. Remember that goal that was called back?
Yeah.
That was similar.
Totally.
And the thing is, when you have your hand like this, where you're like aiming it towards the ball, I'm doing the motion here in the studio.
It doesn't matter if he was angling it or whatever.
That was the thing, he went towards it.
It was like he was doing that. That's what he was trying to do with his hand.
Okay, I guess that counts. But it also is the fact that it actually hit it and went down, and it was a favorable
and the angle, the physics and whatever you want to call it. I don't know. I didn't do science, but the geometry of it, it went right down, straight down. That didn't go at an angle when it went. No. It went straight down.
I mean, are physics the same in Scientology, Michael?
I have an idea.
Probably. I don't want to take anything away, though, from Castillo, because that was one hell
of a strike. Oh, that was a great strike,
And he nearly got a second just a couple of minutes later, and then it got blocked by his own man. So that was a bit of a let-off. And again, it was another goal that you can't blame Brian Rowe for. He's given up goals, but I don't think he could have stopped that Castillo strike. Do you think he could?
No, I was trying to think, can you? Is there any? And I don't... It wasn't on the replay. It didn't look like it was corner. Am I wrong? Like it wasn't like right in the corner.
But it was beautifully struck.
It was well struck.
It was a curly shot kind of over him. And the thing is, I think that I do think that if it was, we all talked about Brian Rowe is not an athletic goalkeeper. So maybe
what is he?
He's more of a positional goalkeeper who's right in the right position. He distributes the ball well and does that kind of stuff. So not everybody can be that type of goalkeeper.
There's hope for me yet.
But I think a more athletic goalkeeper would be able to save it, possibly, or at least get his fingertips to it.
Interesting.
But I think maybe you said
it's not a criticism against him. It's just the facts.
There's always a number of errors that lead to every goal. The biggest one in this was obviously the Felipe header.
Oh, yes.
It was Felipe's header.
He should have cleared it towards the end line.
His low header into the middle of the area was what led to it, really.
Well, he's quite small. Everything's quite a low header for him. Same with Teixeira. Second half wasn't anything super exciting. Both teams had half chances. Yeah, we'll just rattle through that. Have to talk about the miss by Gashi, though.
That was just a slight just deflection.
Bad flick on by Henry. For all the good that he did, you can't.
I think I don't even think he was
like
trying
that.
To flick it on. I think he was just
trying to clear it.
I think he just couldn't get his head to it.
Clear it or put it out. But
maybe two, three more inches tall height, and he would have got it.
I think maybe Gashi didn't expect it to come through to him.
Yeah.
But he has to finish.
Gashi is
that.
Interesting. He's one of those players. Not everyone is exactly the same, but he's one of those players who you have to say, what happened? Like, he is so talented.
Uh-huh.
He's on a good wage, which I would say he's probably worth, really, when he's anywhere near.
The altitude messes your brain.
But sure. Something has got to be wrong there. If it's off the pitch or family, something. I'm not saying something's wrong in his family. There's something that has to be impacting his play. Because
he needs new surroundings like Vancouver. I would love to have him here.
He's a quality footballer in MLS terms.
Horrible miss. Great for the Whitecaps. Do you feel the Whitecaps deserve to win?
Oh, totally.
Yeah. Would that have been an undeserved draw if he'd put that away?
Yeah, I think so. With the chances Vancouver missed in the first half, coupled with how they played in the second half, because you said there's not a lot to talk. I think what should be talked about, which probably we moan about at other times, or we're concerned about at other times anyways, is they actually the game management. Is that they saw the game out. They possessed the ball.
Yes.
I don't think I've seen a Whitecaps player take the ball to the corner more than I did in that game, or like get into the other half
they
and then just
a lot of credit for that.
I'm going to pass it back. And I know some people are like, oh, Alfonso Davies, why is he passing it sideways or backward? He should just keep going. They wanted to win the game.
It's like understand game management, people. It's not all about attacking.
And that central
you see what happens, like Voyagers Cup final. 2015, still go for another goal.
Why do you got to bring him such
back? Because I know what
it is. Sack hurts. I think the central midfield had a big part to do with that because they made the simple passes and made the effective passes.
Who was in central
Juarez
midfield?
Juarez and Felipe Martins, and they did an excellent job.
You heard it here.
Okay, the one thing I saw, good performance, I would say, good result, I would say, that does need to be at least tempered somewhat with the fact that they were playing the Colorado Rapids, as we mentioned.
Totally.
So, yeah.
But it was a bad team.
Good job because they've played bad teams before and
to win it.
Yeah.
So that's some of our thoughts on the game. We're going to hear from both coaches now. We're going to hear from Anthony Hudson, and then we'll hear from Kyle Robinson. Anthony Hudson, if you watch the video of it, if you get a chance to, he's the most chilled coach for a guy that's... team is very struggling.
Well, can we talk about his tactics after
this? We'll talk about that after this.
Colorado, Colorado, beautiful. beautiful place that you are. Feel the sorrow of tomorrow before you go very far.
He got us back in the game in a half once again where I thought we created, we sort of had them under a lot of pressure. It was deserved, the goal. We deserved to get back in the game. And it was a good finish in the end.
Coach, that first half really was kind of a head-scratcher. I mean, you guys had so – you had them on their heels, their two goals. Was it more a case of positioning, them getting numbers back behind? Or what do you think was kind of the cause of those –
Yeah, that we didn't deal well with the counterattacks. When you're on a run like this, it's almost like I probably sound like a broken record, and I'm sure it's frustrating to some people, and we're frustrated, we're disappointed, but. At the same time, as disappointed as we are, I feel very calm in knowing that this will turn. We've seen enough evidence in these games that, I mean, I don't know how many crosses tonight we had, how many final balls we had in the box. So it's going to turn for us. I feel calm about that. But we're not happy about this situation, of course.
A very entertaining match, end to end. Probably a little bit too open for both managers like. Lots of chances, obviously three goals, lots of blocks, missed chances. A very tough game, but we're obviously delighted in there. The guys in my locker room put a lot of effort in. And if you put the work in, you get the rewards.
And, lots of goals for the past 4 weeks, but how important is it to complete the effort and get a W?
It's always nice to win. We've been drawing too many games. Points we've thrown away, really, and the league is very tight. You can go on a run, a winning run or a losing run or a drawing run at any stage, but you know, you've got to make the key differences at certain times, which gain you points. And what we've done is we've given away too many goals recently, but we've scored a lot. So it's fun to watch if you're a fan. Obviously, it drives managers mad. So we went into the game today. We knew they're a little bit wounded. They're a good team. They got good players. Obviously, they got a great coach in Anthony. We know that. So we knew they would create opportunities, but we also know they'd give opportunities up. And it comes down to the tactical game plan of each manager. We took our chances early on in the game, and we thought if we got our noses in front, we might be able to hang on. And that's certainly what we did.
And the back line, how do you assess Douglas?
Terrific. Absolutely terrific. Daniil Henry and Jose, you know, the two fullbacks, Brett Shea. It's a brand new back four from last week. So obviously, we conceded the one goal, which I think was avoidable, with a bad-headed clearance. And credit to the guys for hanging in there.
And talk about the attacking punch that Jordi and Teixeira brought.
Well, very exciting. We've created a boatload of chances and probably not scored as many goals as we would like. But when we've got the bug and we've got Jordi and we've got Fonzi, obviously Anthony got the chance today. Kai was rested because he picked up a slight injury, but when you got those three young attacking players, they're delightful to watch at times, they're exciting to watch at times, but they're sometimes frustrating and they give simple passes away just because of their keenness and their naivety, but they were terrific, all three of them today.
The Gaffers there. People just love that song. There's a discussion on Twitter about it this week. Glad to be bringing my 80s UK sitcoms to the wider audience.
Was it Paul or who was it?
I can't remember now, but there was a couple of people said it was such a catchy song. I think Paul was one of them, yeah. And it might have been Ryan as well. Ryan McLeod was watching the actual TV show because of the song. Check it out. It's on YouTube. The Gaffer. Anyway, that was The Gaffers there, just talking about the game. Just before we wrap this segment up, it's amazing how a win can shape a narrative, because we headed into this game and it was four draws on the bounce, but it felt bad.
Well,
but you're unbeaten in four,
yeah,
but you still felt bad.
Yeah.
this win, immediately after the game, moved us back into the playoff spots in fifth, and we were just 1 point off third.
As you said, deservedly.
Yeah. Do you go with a half-full approach, though, and say it's still only one win in the last six, two in the last 10? You've only taken a third of the points in that spell? Or do you feel the Caps have turned it around and we're unbeaten in five, baby?
For me, it's essentially because and I've talked about it before so many times, because they've shown effort in these games, I feel like they are on the verge of turning around. Their only issue is getting that defense sorted out. If they can get that sorted out, then they're not going to score two goals every game or three goals every game to win. They don't need to do that to win. They can score a goal and win the game if they can get that defense sorted out. So I think I feel like they've – I'm not sure if it's going to continue, but they are on the right track at this point.
Happy for Robbo, his staff, and the players to get a win after it's been a while. Continue their I think it's probably still the best away record over the last 4 years running in the league. So they'll be really happy about that. It also, I think, is huge when you factor in the fact that they're captains away for World Cup duty.
Yeah.
And like we already said, they changed the back four. There was many changes throughout the side.
I was worried about chemistry, but it worked.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think it's, well, I know many people are going to call it undefeated in five. That doesn't really matter to me. I think they need to build off the success that they had in this game, and they have a game upcoming in Orlando that we're not going to preview. It'll be really interesting because Orlando has shown some things this year. I think that they haven't shown
not
it previ-
recently though.
No,
not on this weekend.
But earlier this year they had a rich run of form. So it'll be interesting. That'll be a good test, I think.
But we had a poll question, kind of roundabout. That question.
We asked, what effect did the opposition have on this?